Hi there, I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
I'm Olivia Rocks.
This is Stevie Wonder wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
This is Candace Knight of Blackmore's Night.
Hi, this is Kenny Nolan. You're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. And if you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I am very excited to have singer-songwriter Kenny Nolan on this episode of the podcast. Hi, Kenny.
Hi there. How are you?
Is singer-songwriter, I'm assuming that's how you like to be introduced?
No, that's what I am, basically. I'm a songwriter-singer and okay. A singer-songwriter, yeah.
Okay. You've worked with and or written songs for so many amazing artists, Dee Clark, Donny Osmond, Tavares, The Deal, and Atlantic Star. And then you had the giant successes in the 70s with My Eyes Adore You for Frankie Valli and Lady Marmalade for LaBelle, later re-recorded by Christina Aguilera and company. Wow, that and those two songs both hit number one back-to-back, which put you in a pretty elite group that has like the Bee Gees and John and Paul from the Beatles.
Yeah.
One of the few times that two songs by the same songwriter had back-to-back number ones. That must have been an amazing feeling.
Yes. Because I also had two other songs on the chart. I had, remember Discotex and the Sex of Mass? Get Dancing. I did. That's all me singing and Monty Rock verbalizing, but yeah, I wrote that, and I had a R&B hit single called Swing Your Daddy by Jimmy Gilstrap.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I remember that. Did the singing or the songwriting start first for you, or did they come together?
It was always songwriting, and then I started to sing and do this, and I went from here to here to here to here, and it's my true love is writing songs. Yeah.
I Like Dreamin', giant hit that was wasn't your first release, but it was your debut album and
yes.
A giant single that marched its way up to near the top of the charts. That was very cool. And did that, I don't know how it couldn't have made you think that maybe songwriting and singing were going to be the thing for you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I flew back east and got with my co-producer all the way back in 76, 77. And I brought in I Like Dreaming. And it just turned out to be a top three hit. The first, right out of the, you know, first thing. So, you know, I've worked with a lot of people and I love working with people.
And you followed that up with another hit, not as big, and you continued to release your own stuff and also write for others through the 80s. I remember the big hit, and I don't remember if this is the 80s or into the 90s, Masterpiece.
Oh, Masterpiece, Atlantic Star.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a top two hit.
Yeah, and that was big. And we get to now where you have a Christmas song out. I'm sure people listening to this podcast were going to go, this is all interesting, but where's the Christmas music? And you've got the Christmas single just out, Jing Jang Jingle. Was this your first foray into Christmas music?
No, I worked on New Kids on the Block with Maurice Starr back in the 80s, and we did brought a song in called I'll Be Missing You Come Christmas, or A Letter to Santa. You may remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I've written, songs in regards to other famous dates and stuff, but the new song that just came out, "Jing Jang Jingle," I really like. I think it's got a great feel and hook to it.
Was there anything in particular that inspired you to do a Christmas single in 2025?
I had tracks cut in Nashville, and one of the songs was "Jing Jang Jingle," and I took the demo voice on it. I resung it myself, and now it is where it is. I think it's really a fun song.
Yeah, I do too. And because I'm a Christmas music junkie, I can't help but ask, do you think that there's more Christmas music to come from Kenny Nolan?
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of new songs. I'm always writing. It's just part of me. But yeah, I also had a hit with the Tavares. Remember them?
Oh, yeah.
I had a penny for your thoughts, a nickel for a kiss, a dime if you tell. Remember that one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And what was the song that you did with The Deal?
Oh, shoot 'em up movies.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a fun song too.
Who was the first? I hate to get away from the Christmas, but we'll come back to it. But who was the first big artist that recorded one of your songs?
I would say Frankie Valli. No,
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have to go way back. I was signed, remember a guy named Mike Curb? He
Yeah.
was president of MGM back in the 60s, late 60s. And he signed me, and he did a song of mine called Flirtin' with Donny Osmond that wound up on a couple of albums. And then I did a song for Grassroots. Remember Grassroots?
Oh my gosh, yes.
I had a song called Back to Dreamin' again. An Adobe Gray hit, R&B hit called Honey, You Can't Take It Back. And things kept happening and happening. And I finally met Bob Crewe, my partner in crime back then. And I brought in a song that was called Idaho because he was producing Bobby Darin. And the guy up at A&M Records, Ed Sulzer, who works with the Carpenters Publishing Company, heard it and said, "This has got to be heard by Bob Crewe and Bobby Darin." He said, "So if I go downstairs and I play it for Bob, if Darin's there, great. I want a piece of it." And I said, "You got it." He went down. Crew loved it. Bobby wasn't there. Bobby died about 3.5, 4 weeks later, heart attack.
Oh my.
And Bob Crew calls me. He says, "Kenny Nolan, I know who you are." And he says, "I like your music. Come up and play some things for me." I went up to Bob Crew's house. You know who Bob Crew is. And that's where it started. I brought him in a ton of songs that we worked on. And I'm going to give your audience, I'm sure, would like to know how the hell I came up with Lady Marmalade.
Yes.
1974, all around town, the buses had Get Your Ya-Ya's Out. It was the Rolling Stones tour. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get Your Ya-Ya's Out. And I kept thinking, "Get your ya-ya's out, get your ya-ya's." I said, "No, it's a hooker in New Orleans walking around going, 'Get your ya-ya, da-da.'" And then I went back to the house where I was, and started to bang down on the piano. Get you, yeah. And from there, it blew into Lady Marmalade. And unbelievable, you know, it's just the way that song has endured and plays all over the world constantly. And then I wrote, if you remember back in 1974, there was a lot of songs, hits on the air about Georgia. The Night the Nights Went Out in Georgia, Rainy Night in Georgia. So I said, I got to write a song with Georgia in it. And I went to the library and I picked out a blue book of Broadway musicals. And I'm looking through titles from 150 years ago. And blah, 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 blah. And there's a title called Blue Eyes in Georgia. Now, that's all it took for me because I'm a title writer. Blue Eyes in Georgia. And I strummed the guitar and I'm going, Blue Eyes in Georgia. Da 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 da. And my eyes adored you. That's what I sang for Frankie. Rest is history. Was number one hit. And then, I was already moving. Crew and I had an incredible couple of years. And then I flew to New York and did I Like Dreaming and Love's Grown Deep, which was a number one in Canada. And I'm forgetting things. There's so many songs that I've done. But let's talk about the Christmas song.
Okay. Who are your Christmas music inspirations?
Johnny Mathis. Simple as that.
Begins and ends there. Nice. Was that what put the idea of a Christmas song in your head?
No. I just wrote a song that they cut in Nashville a couple of years back. The track was stunning, and my son, Brett Nolan, who's extremely talented, produced the whole album, which the album is doing, really getting favorable reviews. I mean, the people love it. It's inspirational. Have you heard the album?
Yeah, you're talking about O Peaceful Mountain.
Yeah, well, that's just one of the songs, but that's the title of the album.
Yeah.
There's In Every Way, Closer Than My Shadow, inspirational songs. But anyway, I wrote this Jing Jang Jingle. It came back and the track was so good, my son picked it up and changed a few things in it, and I sang it, and it turned out really good, I think. And he's very good with what we do. So, Brett Nolan.
That's a name we should remember.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Jing Jang Jingle is the new Christmas song. And that's the first one that you wrote that you sang, right?
Yeah.
Because the other was with New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block, yeah.
Okay. Any thoughts about Kenny Nolan Christmas album?
Well, I mean, anything's possible. I do have a number of Christmas songs that I think I could sing. So there's a good chance, yeah.
Oh, that... I look forward to that. I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Have you heard Jing Jang Jingle?
I have. I play it on the Sounds of Christmas station.
Oh, great.
Yeah. It was funny when when I found that it came out, I thought, this can't be the same Kenny Nolan, is it?
It is, yeah.
and I was pleased to find out that it was, and I couldn't wait to get it to start playing it. I have a big new music day coming up, New Music Tuesday, and that'll be one of the songs that gets featured as well.
Terrific.
I hope that a whole bunch of people find out about it, and if they haven't already, and go grab it. Do you have a website? I didn't see one.
No.
Okay. So just go to wherever you stream music and you'll
find it. Yeah, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon, this one, that one. It's all over the place.
I saw that you're nominated for the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Yep, I am.
That's very cool. I know that the voting just ended. Do they tell you when you're going to find out?
Probably next year, I believe it's not immediately, but you know, that's a, how can I say, that's an elite bunch of names.
Yeah.
That you know, and I'm glad to be part of it.
Yeah. That's one of those, I know it's cliche to say an honor to be nominated, but I think for something like that, it must be.
Yes. It just shows that, you know, I've been in it, been doing the same thing my whole life. And I love it. I live music. I breathe music. And so does my son. And it's a lot of fun. And I love doing it. So I hope everybody enjoys it.
It's nice to get some appreciation and recognition for it.
Right.
I mean, I know that's not why you do it, but still nice.
Yeah.
What's on tap that you can talk about for 2026?
Well, I assume there'll probably be another album coming out, inspirational type of album. There's a number of songs on this current album, O Peaceful Mountain, which are inspirational to God, blah, blah, blah. Very warm feeling songs. There's a song on there called May You a Blessing, which is getting, I believe, some Christian play already. And then another song called In Every Way, which I'm singing to the Lord, to God. And it's a beautiful song. These tracks were cut in Nashville. We worked on them back here. And then there's Closer Than My Shadow. And then there's a ballad on there that should be in up for a Grammy. It's an amazing song called You to Me.
Yeah, that's the first song on the album, isn't it?
You know what? I don't know how they lined it up. I don't know. It's never the same. Have you heard it?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
For streaming, at least on Tidal, for streaming, it's the first song.
Yeah. The album's getting great reaction.
And this just came out this past summer, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And one of the things that struck me about it is that there are lots of different, I guess I'd say genres, different sort of feels for the songs. They're not all ballads. They're not all...
Right. There's a song on there that I wrote called, that I sang, Be a Friend. Have you heard that one?
I think so. I thought I streamed the whole album.
Okay, yeah.
But I have to confess, I don't know them
right
really well, at least not yet.
Okay, so yeah, so I'm looking forward to doing another project, and I imagine there'll be a Christmas album. Because I have so many songs that would work in that genre.
Well, I can tell you that listeners would be hungry for it.
Really?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about it.
Okay, terrific. What's the... I don't think you're on social media really either, are you?
I don't believe so. I think I keep getting Instagram things, but I'm not on social media, no.
Okay. So the best way for people to keep up with you is to probably just follow you on Spotify or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Whatever streaming site that they use. Jing Jang Jingle is the new single, and I'll put a link to that down in the show notes so everybody can find it.
Yes.
And is there anything about the new Christmas single or the recent album that I didn't ask that you wish I would have brought up?
No, It's just a bunch of songs that came from my heart. Oh, Peaceful Mountain, beautiful song. And it's togetherness, love, inspirational. And I think people will love it when they listen to it. And my son did the production, Brett Nolan. And that's what we're talking about, I guess.
Okay. I'll put a link to that for the new album down in the show notes too. It has been so much fun to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your stories and for giving us the new Christmas song.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, and thank you very much. I enjoyed it too.
Thank you. I hope you guys have a very Merry Christmas.
And so to you. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope you and your family have a great Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page, and I'll put a link to that down in the show notes, that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can click on that, find your favorite, and then click on over and subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.